Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As the pitch bounces in the dirt, JT goes to find it, flips to the pitcher, collision at the plate, and out is the call, and Freeland is hurt. Hoffman fell down on Kyle Freeland as he was sliding in. Out is the call. They will clearly review it. Freeland gets up immediately, walks away, clutching his right arm.
After review, there is no blocking of the plate, no violation. The call on the field stands. The runner's out.
It was ugly. It was low scoring. It was the 2024 Phillies. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. A lot to do. Big day at WIP. Spike Eskin joins us officially.
He finally comes to work.
He's coming home. Afternoon show, 2 o'clock with Spike and Ike and Jack. We'll get to all that. Phillies win. We'll start there. Tomorrow night, we got a big one here in Philadelphia. Obviously, the Flyers have a chance tonight, and we're just a little over a week from the NFL draft. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, just because you buy a woman a drink, that doesn't mean y'all date. Just want to put that out there. You know, this weekend's coming up. A lot of guys are going to be out.
Weather's nicer.
Weather's nicer. Mm-hmm. They're going to be buying women drinks. And, you know, just because you buy a drink doesn't mean, you know, y'all date now. So just remember that.
You know what? I'm glad you that's the Daily Douglas say. Just because something doesn't mean something else, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's not always a correlation between these things. And I have to say, there's a correlation, I think, in a lot of people's minds that the Phillies have a good lineup because of the names they have in the lineup, right? You think a lineup that has Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner and Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos would be a good lineup. It's not. Look, it's a good win last night. There was an awesome ending. Christian Pache with – I felt good for him last night getting that hit.
The game found him,
yeah.
And he came up big. You know, I was a little nervous. I don't know because, it's weird because now I'm watching baseball, and we've talked about so many different moments that early in this season that have not worked out. When Pache was up and I saw that, I thought about you and thinking about how the game finds different players. And he came up big. I'm happy for him. That was big for him, man. And that catch that Harper had,
yes.
That was phenomenal.
Look, last night they won a nail-biter, and they're finding ways to win some of these nail-biters and holding themselves above water, even though the offense hasn't done anything so far this season. The pitching has been brilliant. Nola, again last night. We're watching one of the best starting rotations in baseball, and I really like this bullpen. So the pitching is phenomenal so far for the Phillies. But the more I watch this team, the more I don't think we have a good lineup. I really don't. Now, they have names. They have guys that have had some success in the major leagues. Obviously, Bryce Harper's a two-time MVP. Trey Turner earned a $300 million contract. Schwarber is as good of a slugger, a home run slugger, that you're going to find. But overall, I don't think this is a good lineup. We're 17 games in. They're averaging 3.5 runs a game. And I'm just going to take big picture things. Mm-hmm. They strike out a lot. They don't walk much. They don't hit for power. I mean, if I tell you that about a team, you think, well, they're probably not a very good lineup. I'm looking at a lineup right now that has one guy every night they play that shouldn't really play, and that's Rojas. Right? So you have one spot that's a zero. Then you have Castellanos, who's just become a zero. I mean, he's the same as Rojas, basically. They're just total zeros. You have two total zeros. And then look at the rest of the lineup. It's way closer to average, most of these guys, than I think we want to admit. We love them. They've been clutch in the postseason, but Bryce's stat is closer to average than really great. Alec Bohm's closer to average than he is really great. Harper is excellent, but he has not gotten off to a good start. Trey should be good, and he's been pretty good. And Schwarber, we know what he is. I just don't think this is a really good lineup. But the way I look at it, so I've stopped hoping and dreaming on the offense to explode here. Hugh, the way I look at it is this is a very average lineup that's going to need a bat during the season. Do you still think they have a good lineup?
I still think they have a good lineup. And I know, everything that you're saying is true. But we're, 17 games into
17,
the season,
yep.
Season right
9
now?
9-8.
Yes, and it's kind of – I look at it, I think they're in better position than they were last year around this time, if I'm not mistaken. They're above 500, and the power isn't there, but the power's coming. I think the saving grace for this team this year, though, has been, and you cannot deny it, has been the pitching.
Mm-hmm.
If this pitching hasn't been coming, if this pitching hasn't come around, or if this pitching wasn't coming around like it is, we'd be in a bad situation. The thing that stands out to me is 11 games with this team and this lineup, and they haven't scored over 5 runs in 11 games this season. You know, when you're talking about—
it's remarkable.
Yeah, you're talking about 17 games in. We have to do better with that. But this is kind of the route that this team is taking. Now, I think the biggest thing that people are dealing with right now is that it's the same old thing as it's been the last couple of seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, we've gotten a lot more lip service. And the actions have not been any different than they were in the past. And that's the most frustrating thing about it.
Well, it is. And, yeah, and I don't see it changing much. 215-592-9494. Look, if I had told you 3 weeks ago when this thing started that Trey Turner would hit about 300 for the first 17 games, which is at 299, and Brandon Marsh would get off to a great start, I think you'd say, wow, those are two things I didn't know if they were going to happen. Right? Trey's hitting about 300 to start the year. That's better than last year. And Marsh is taking a leap. And yet they're still averaging 3.5 runs a game. I think we've overrated the lineup. I think they're closer to average. Now, look, I'm not panicking about the season because I think this is now a pitching team. And it's just different than maybe we thought of it 2 years ago, different than it was 2 years ago. It kind of reminds me, Hugh, when they had the great teams with Rollins and Utley and Howard, in 07-08, they were a big offensive team, right?
Mm-hmm.
They hit, their bats carried them to the division title in 07. Their bats carried them mostly to the World Series in 08, along with Cole Hamels and Brad Lidge. But then as the years moved on, right, those players got a little older. They weren't quite as great as they were. They got more injured, and it became a pitching team with Halliday and Lee. That's what I feel is we're a pitching team now. Like, it's weird because we have all these bats they paid a lot of money for. I just don't think this is a very good offense. I think at some point they're going to be desperate to go get a bat, but I don't know. I've stopped holding my breath they're going to score. Last night they faced some guy named Cal Quantrill. I remember watching his dad, Paul. Paul Quantrill is better than his kid. This guy can't pitch. They couldn't hit him.
Man, Kyle Quantrill, he pitched pretty good last night.
Because he faced us.
He pitched pretty good last night. And you can see, the thing that I see is like Bryce Harper's hitting like 197 right now.
Yeah.
He's clearly frustrated.
Of course.
But I think that this team is going to get better. They're going to start hitting. And when they do, it's going to be phenomenal. But to your point, it's one of those things where I think the expectations are so high and we've gotten so much lip service. That's the most frustrating thing about it is that we're off to basically the same start that we had last year.
Yeah, well, they are. I mean, they are. And here's and you said it, the saving grace is the pitching. So last year they had one stretch of 17 games where they scored this few runs, right? They had only one stretch last year where their offense was this bad all last season. They went 5-12 in those 17. Like, they went 9-8 this year. That tells you the pitching is saving them right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and another thing, like last night when you talk about what they had runners in scoring position. 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position last night. That's not good either. You got to take advantage of those situations. That's one of the most egregious things they did. I don't know what it is for the whole season, but it's been a lot of games that I've seen where they've had runners in scoring position and they couldn't bring them home.
It's over and over. I mean, and look, it's almost like in football, you know, if you're a team that has penalties like strikeouts or you don't make the big play like not hitting home runs, it's just tough to score. It's tough to single your way to victories here. You know, last week Rob Thompson said they were going to slug. And last night he said, look, they're finding ways until this offense comes around.
We're finding ways to win, you know. We're getting great pitching. Hopefully that keeps going. And then once our offense gets going, then we're going to be just fine. But right now we're grinding and we're finding ways to win. So that's a good sign.
So, look, I don't want to make it sound like I think they're going to score 3.5 runs a game all year. They will be better than this. Bryce Harper is better than this, right? He's going to hit more than this. But other than Bryce Harper, is there anyone that you're like positive is going to be way better than they are right now? Schwarber's hitting 230. He'll hit for some more power, but you know, Schwarber.
Bryson Stott.
Stott, okay. And I think he's actually hit the ball well. It's just,
yeah, he just hasn't hit it hard.
And it's gotten caught when he has. Like,
yeah,
he's hit into some bad luck. All right, I'll give you that. I'll give you Stott. Bryce, certainly. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and hold my breath and turn blue in the face till Castellanos starts to hit. He almost swung at a pitch 4 feet outside last night.
No.
4 feet.
No, when you show that video.
Oh my God,
boy, I didn't even know what to say behind that. That was a bad swing.
Major League.
She checked it though, but
I know.
Was a bad
but
swing.
It's the idea that yeah,
those things come kind of fast though.
Bro. Oh, stop. He's a pro. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's start here with the offense. It's a good win last night. Any win's a good win, I mean, especially when you only don't hit. And the pitching has saved them the entire season. Finally, Nola had some more velocity with some better weather last night. So I feel great about the pitching. But this offense has stunk so far. Kyle, here's something that it would have been a total yes from all of us before the season, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure it is anymore. Do the Phillies have a good lineup?
I don't know what would possess anybody who's watching this team to say that this is a good lineup. They just scored two runs in 10 innings versus the Rockies, the Colorado Rockies. Cal Quantrill, as you said, Joe, stinks. Didn't they put up one run last week against Bailey Falter?
Yes.
What are we doing?
And then Saturday was Marco Gonzalez, who's like the definition of just a journeyman. He's a guy.
This offense has been just awful. I know it's easy to look up and down it and say, like, wow, there's a lot of good players. They have great names and stuff. But, like, if you're watching this team on a day-to-day basis, who, like, if we allow more than, you know, four runs or more, we're probably going to lose. I mean, that's pitiful for a team who has World Series aspirations and a team that I think should win the division this year or can win the division this year. This is nowhere near good enough.
No, they're going to need a bat. I mean, like, obviously we're all on the, well, not all of us, but a lot of us are on the ask out for Trout train. They're going to need a bat, whether it's Trout or somebody else, because, I mean, they're carrying two players right now in Castellanos and Rojas who just, like, they don't do anything. I mean, any at all. Day to day, they don't do anything. 215-592-9494. Let's talk about this Phillies lineup right now, because the idea is coming into the season was, all right, the starting pitching should be good, bullpen should be good, lineup should be good, 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 good. Well, they've got a really good starting rotation. In fact, they may have a tremendous starting rotation. They have a really deep bullpen, and I think it's just going to get better as the year goes on, as Kirkland gets going now. But this lineup, man, oh, man, oh, man, it's just, it's like pulling teeth watching this thing, Hugh. They can't, there's no big innings.
No, it's been kind of tough. But they've, like last night was some pretty good defense being played. And I understand where everybody's upset about this team. The Colorado Rockies only won four games so far this season. But that was some good pitching last night by Quantrill, man. It was some really good pitching.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm not.
I mean, come on.
Listen, I'm not about to let y'all beat me up about this today, because this is just, we're taking the meeting and we're taking it to the air. But I'm telling you, he pitched pretty good last night.
You have like a 7.5 ERA before last night.
Okay, yeah, but he pitched good last night.
This was movable object, not unstoppable force.
He had a lot of movement on that ball.
Come on, dude.
Come on, man. I think y'all, I understand where y'all at, but y'all just being a little too hard on the fellas, man, for real. Just
hard. It's been 3 weeks.
It's been 3 weeks, but that was some good pitching last night, though.
They have a 6.52 team OPS. That's 24th in baseball. They're paying up like $1 billion for this lineup, but they can't get Cal Quantrill.
It always comes back to
well,
the money.
Well, because I'm being told this is a good lineup by Rob Thompson. Tells me they're going to slug. Who's going to slug?
They are going to slug. I think they are. They're definitely.
How many players on this team do you feel like you would bet a good amount of money you're going to hit 30 home runs? Because I got one.
I got two. I forgot to say something about it because we had so, like, listen, the Schwarber hate yesterday was at an all time high.
Because people, I wasn't here. So people
yeah,
knew they
so
could
it
get
was
through
like,
and
man,
yell
listen, and it's funny how I just love when the baseball purists call in and they like. They don't even acknowledge me because I guess they feel at this point I'm just a lost cause and I don't know or whatever. So they don't even speak to me directly. They spoke to TK yesterday, mm-hmm. and they start breaking down these stats to TK about the game and all, like a whole bunch of stuff that, you know, after a while I kind of tuned out because it's a lot of baseball history that was in the evaluations that they gave.
Right up your alley.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday was Jackie Robbins today.
Yes, it was. But
today.
the Schwarber hate was at all-time high.
So is he Schwarber when he doesn't do well? Is that like his alter ego?
No, I think that's what this individual just chose to call him,
okay.
Schwarber, which so I had no problem with. Now, don't get me wrong. I enjoy immensely the education of the baseball purists. I really do. So, I take what they say with a grain of salt, but at the same time, it's a lot. It's a lot to digest in one sitting. And the one thing that I took from the conversation that we had yesterday is I kind of like Schwarber. I like Schwarber.
Would we be renaming him?
Yeah, like Kyle Schwarber.
Well, you can call him whatever he wants. He's got to do more. 215-592-9494. But on that point, Schwarber or Schwarble, whatever you want to call him, he's the only lock I see for 30 home runs. Like, Bryce could get there, but Bryce has also had one good day the entire season. And, you know, he's not exactly been a 30 home run lock because of injuries since he got to the Phillies. So, like, yeah, maybe Bryce will get there. But if you had said, Joe, right now, you got to bet everything you have on certain amount of Phillies hit 30 home runs. I would only bet it on Schwarber. So I got the manager telling me they're going to slug.
They haven't yet.
Who's going to slug? Who's a slugger?
Castellanos is going to come out of this too, man. Because him, you know, I'm just looking at
I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure.
I'm just looking at the averages. It's just kind of interesting that him and Rojas got they're like two points apart from the averages right now.
Yeah, I am.
What does that tell you?
I don't know. I mean, well, Castellanos hit better than this, I guess. But is it going to be good? I don't think so. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Happy hitting day.
Why, well, better
See, Chris
be, Chris.
Still believes.
I'm not sure he believes. What's up, Chris? What are you feeling, buddy?
Positive thinking. Trying to speak it into existence, guys.
Well, we could do that. I could positively think that Castellanos won't try to swing at a pitch 8 feet outside. I could try.
Joe, don't troll me and bring up that name again.
Okay.
I can't take it right now.
I apologize.
All right. Otherwise, I'm going to go to Joel. All right. I'm going to start screaming Y into
the phone. All right. Go ahead.
Hugh, first of all, Hugh, you're being too generous to that pitcher. He stinks.
He does.
He's not good. Hugh, I didn't say he was good.
Like, see, Chris, wait a minute before you jump all over me. I didn't say he was good. I said he pitched well last night. That's all I said.
Did he or did the Phillies
bats
pitch, make
he,
him
He
good.
Pitched well last night.
Listen, Hugh, I know you played professional football and all, and I respect that, but let me talk about baseball. You know I'm just teasing.
I got you.
Listen, here's the deal, though. He pitched a decent game, but in Major League Baseball, what a pitcher needs to do is limit their mistakes, and he left too many mistakes over the plate, but a good team capitalizes on it and crushes it, and we didn't yesterday. Like, Harper had a 3-0 count, and he threw a fastball dead center, and Harper followed it off. And that's what's going on with our hitting right now. We're not hitting mistakes. And that's why you're seeing these weak hits that are blooping in, like Stott's two hits, like, hey, way to go. Look at the box score. Stott had two hits. Those, both of those hits were just awful, ugly hits. So, you know, that's the problem that's going on with this lineup right now. You know, in answer to your question, I think we got a good lineup. I think we have a really good lineup. Let's face it, this lineup got us to a World Series and got us to a one game from a World Series last year. But the problem is, it's not great, and it's not good enough to hoist the World Series. That's why we're 0-2 in the past 2 years. That's why we need to keep continuing to ask out Trout. So all you guys out there, get on the app, sign the petition,
the grassroots movement.
Out Trout. Let's go get some green grass in here because that grass over there looks pretty good, and I think we want that grass back here. Now, the number one problem that I am going to be laser-focused on these radio airwaves is, first of all,
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Schwarber people that follow Dr. Dope, listen, stop hating on Schwarber. It works. They have a great winning percentage there. Let's not pay attention. Laser focus with me. The problem with this team who we want to complain about is one Castellanos. The guy stinks. I'm tired of him watching strikes. He takes cold strikes, and then he's flailing at pitches that are a foot outside the zone. The catcher is almost missing the ball, and he's check swinging at it. Enough is enough. This guy, everybody has to say, oh, Bryce makes all this money, but nobody criticizes him. Why aren't we criticizing Castellanos? He signed a $100 million contract, and he stinks, albeit for 2 months last year. That was the only time he hit. Other than that, he's god-awful. I'm tired of it. Here's what I want to see. Listen, Topper, if you're listening to me, you got a young Thundercat in Pache who is hitting the ball well. He's got speed. He's got elite defense. Give him a chance. Let him play in right field. I want Pache out in right field. I don't want to see Castellanos. Castellanos needs to sit down. He plays 160 games. Topper will start him like 158. Like, he has not deserved that. I know he's getting paid like that, but he stinks. I'm tired of Castellanos. Castellanos, you suck.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. I got to say, I had a thought about Castellanos last night for the first time.
What you think?
All right, so we are, there's a five-year deal, right? 5 years, $100 million?
Mm-hmm.
This is the year three. You know what thought popped in my head last night? At what point in the next 2.5 years are they going to have just eat the contract to get rid of him? I mean, I don't think
they're there yet.
Well, no, I don't think they're there yet either. I mean, he's still starting, and they don't really have a better option. I know Chris there wants to play Christian Pache. That's not going to be an everyday thing. I just wonder, I'll be surprised if Castellanos sees all 5 years here. I just would be shocked if they let him run out there for all 5 years. This is Tobias Harris. He's the Tobias Harris of the Phillies.
I don't have anything to say.
Don't you start.
Well, I heard about your nonsense yesterday.
Listen, it wasn't nonsense. I just saw the irony in what he was able to accomplish in his career.
Accomplish what?
The fact that he is the highest paid non-all-star in the NBA history.
This is not an accomplishment.
Okay, fine, Kyle.
It's called robbery. He robbed the Sixers blind.
He didn't use a ski mask.
He might as well have. I don't know what he did. He got the money.
Kyle is still irritated me by you did that on purpose because you know Kyle's still irritated about that.
Because I'm watching another Tobias Harris. His name's Nick Castellanos. Castellanos robbed the Phillies out of $100 million. I don't know how.
I think the verdict is still out on Castellanos, though.
Oh, my submission is
17
in.
Games Guilty. In, man. I got 17 games in.
No, but it's 2+ years in.
Did they win last night?
Yeah. Because of the offense? No.
We got bigger fish to fry, Hugh.
Trying to win a World Series, not be Cal Quantrill on a Monday. Trying to win a World Series here. By the way, because it's Castellanos got here. He's hit .263 and a total of 42 home runs in 2+ years. 729 OPS. Totally blah. Wouldn't want him here. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll come back. We'll hit all your phone calls on this. Do the Phillies have a good lineup? I mean, it's a kind of thing if we threw out a month ago, everyone would say yes. Well, I'm watching for 17 games. Like, no, this is not a very good lineup. This is a pitching team now. I think they're going to be okay. I think they're going to still make the playoffs, can compete for the division because the Braves pitching stinks right now. But they're going to need a bat, and I don't believe we have a good lineup. This looks to me like a very average offensive team because of all the just blank spots they have through it. 215-592-9494. We'll mix in the Sixers, of course, as Jimmy Butler comes to town tomorrow. Scott Hartnell's going to join
buckets.
Us. Yeah, I know. He's coming in. I'm a little nervous. All right, Scott Hartnell joins us later in the show. Flyers tonight, it's all on the line. They need some help. They need a victory tonight. And, of course, the Eagles just a little over a week from the NFL draft. Lot to discuss. 215-592-9494. It's a midday show on Sports Radio.